Now joined by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Wrestling Bulldogs. Girls districts are this coming weekend. Boys districts are next weekend. I think officially it's going to be senior night. At least, it's the last regular season home duel of the season. You got Cameron, who's a late addition, and the Lafayette County Higginsville Huskers at Trenton High School on Thursday night at 5:30. Girls and boys wrestling there, and then going to talk about the girls wrestlers a little bit here today. They're heading to Kearney High School for the District 4 wrestling tournament on Friday and Saturday. It's been a really good week for your program, Coach. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Tom. We appreciate it. It was a great week. I feel like we all gained a lot of confidence, and I feel like we're starting to put things together at the right time of the season.
Coming off of the Grand River Conference Championships, because you really made a spirited run at Gallatin, which we talked about last week, and up 5 points short of that goal of winning the GRC title. Was there kind of a 50-50 feeling of feeling really, really good about the progress that you made, and then kind of looking at it going, man, 5 points, that's pretty close?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. It was exactly that. You know, we talked about in our interviews in the past, just closing the gap on Gallatin and making a run for that GRC title. Well, we closed the gap, but then as a coach, when you're 5 points away, you go back and you look at some could've and would've scenarios. You know, if we could've stayed off our back in a certain match or two, or we could've pulled out a win, especially head-to-head against Gallatin in some of those, it would have been a game changer for us, and we would have brought home the GRC title.
If you look at just the overall what separated Gallatin and Trenton, I think it comes down to the fact that Gallatin had five GRC champions, and you had three, and maybe you had a little bit more balance up and down than Gallatin did, but you get a lot of points when you get championship performances.
Yeah, you do. I think our lineup is solid through, really solid throughout, but Gallatin is a good tournament team because they have those kids that they're going to go the distance and likely to pick up championships. And I think that's why, you know, in the bigger tournaments, like in the battle, I think that's why they placed so high with 40 teams there, and the same way with the GRC.
It's one of the things I really enjoy here about, you know, when I heard from, Coach Croy at the time, who gave me the information that Trenton was going to be joining the GRCs probably 4 or 5 years ago at this point. And I know some people, thought, well, maybe you can find another conference because the GRC is generally smaller schools in Trenton, but all these schools are so close. And when you're in a conference and you start, you know, battling these teams over and over and over again with a lot at stake, rivalries develop, and I'm sure that there's a little bit extra juice for you and a little bit extra juice for Gallatin when you go head-to-head with Gallatin at this point.
Yeah, it's a motivator for our kids when we go up against Gallatin, and I think, you know, as a wrestling program, we try to form rivalries with who we're closest with, and right now, you know, being 5 points apart in a tournament like that is definitely going to motivate our kids to come out on top when we wrestle Gallatin,
I'm sure from Gallatin's perspective, too, when they keep on seeing Trenton get closer and closer and closer in those team standings, they can feel your presence when you're in the same gym as them.
Yeah, I think everyone, that was the difference between this year and last year. You know, last year, Gallatin just ran away with it, and there was a good portion of the tournament where we were actually leading, especially early. They didn't have as many first round matches as we did, and I think they saw that and maybe didn't even expect it, and it's just huge progress for our program, and I thought it was they could definitely feel our presence for sure.
Was the most enjoyable aspect from watching how the kids performed on Saturday, Coach, just how well they did from top to bottom?
Yeah, I mean, we went down to Stanbury that Thursday night before, and our kids, we lost one match throughout that whole quad. Granted, there were a lot of opens, but I feel like this time of year, those types of duels give us a lot of confidence. And even, you know, I get discouraged because there are a lot of opens, but our kids that did wrestle, they did things correctly. They used their fundamentals, and it's just a huge confidence booster for us.
Bryce Gibbler, sound like he hurt his shoulder on a throw late in the GRC Championships. Serious enough that he wasn't able to wrestle in his final match, but not serious enough that he's going to be out for an extended period of time. Am I right on that?
You're correct. He's going to be back in the lineup right when it counts, you know, for the district tournament. And Bryce is a kid who, man, has made so much progress throughout his 3 years. You know, he's a junior. And to say that he was in the GRC championship match, if you would have told Bryce that as a freshman, he would have probably doubted that a little bit. But now he looks at himself as a contender, and he should. He's put in a lot of hard work.
Did he just, I'm kind of imagining what he did, because I think we've all done that, where you throw something that is heavy and you kind of just bang your arm up a little bit and maybe pull a muscle. Was it kind of a shoulder deal, or was it more of a muscle deal?
Well, it was more of he landed, it looked like kind of on his shoulder, but his head kind of bounced a little bit off the mat. And so with head and neck injuries and things like that, we definitely take the most precaution that we possibly can. So more of a precautionary measure than anything, just so we could evaluate him and make sure that he's healthy in the postseason.
Well, Noah Lewis getting runner-up at 160, Coach. We'll get to your champions here and talk about them, but for where Noah started, and you kind of mentioned where Bryce was a couple of years ago, Noah getting runner-up at 160 is an outstanding performance for him.
It was. You know, he's a hard worker. He's a senior. He's been with me 4 years, and he's really improved, and even from this season, you know, he came off of an ankle injury and didn't get a lot of mat time in the early season, and for him to be able to step back in the lineup and dominate like he has been, it's just been outstanding to watch. So I'm super proud of Noah and his performance at the GRC and the whole season, really.
Hunter McAtee just steamrolled through 106. What makes him so good at that weight, Coach?
Hunter's just scrappy, you know. He's got the it factor, and Hunter also he's comfortable. He's a kid that's comfortable in about every situation. He spends a lot of time wrestling freestyle in the off season, where he gets to see and experience a lot of different positions that you may not see in just a regular season. So Hunter's trained for this since he was a little kid, and he's competed with the best of the best and went to the bigger tournaments in the off season, and I think that's really helped his mindset as far as competing. He's a competitor, and he likes to go out. The better the competition for Hunter, the better he wrestles.
It's a good sign. Sam Gibson, does he have a lot of the same attributes that Hunter has, Coach?
He does. Sam is just, he's one of those freshmen that doesn't look like a freshman. He's 170, and that's pretty rare for a freshman to come in your lineup at 170. And Sam just stays in good position and does things right. And he's another one who, like Hunter, wrestled a lot in the off season and spent a lot of the time on the mat in the off season. And a lot of that goes to our, you know, Lynn McAtee and our kids club. They're pumping out kids who are varsity ready, and that is huge for a wrestling program when you can get freshmen that are ready to step in your lineup and be a contender.
You are correct on that. Mark Trump is really starting to remind me, Coach, and he's always had this, but Mason Owen was always a kid who, the bigger the event, the more he gets himself pumped up and the more he really brings it. Mark's really the same way.
He is, and Mark is, like you said, he is just peaking at the right time. He's getting better on his takedowns. He's not going to be a kid that does anything flashy. You're not going to see a high scoring match from Mark, but he's either going to beat you by a couple of points or he's going to get a pin. And he opened the tournament up against Gage Wright from Gallatin, and you never know how it's going to go when those two wrestle, because we'd lost to him once and I think we beat him twice. So for him to go out and get a pin against Gage, I mean, that was huge for Mark, huge for his confidence, and he needs to be a kid that's thinking about the state tournament saying to himself that he needs to go down and get a state medal.
Lafayette County and Cameron tomorrow. It is senior night, correct? Right, Coach?
It is. Yeah, we've got four seniors, Noah Lewis and Mark Trump. And on the girls' side, we've got Kately Lovell and Libby Fewins.
So I don't have a whole lot of time to talk about that because I wanted to take some time here and talk about girls' districts coming up at Kearney. There's so many schools and a lot of big Kansas City metro schools that are going to be there, your centrals and your charters and things like that. But it's one of the things that I enjoy about seeing a new sport in girls' wrestling is what a great opportunity for your girls to go down there, wrestle in a big-time atmosphere, and hopefully have some good achievements coming out of Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we're just really excited for them. You know, this is going to be a huge venue for them, especially when you see teams like Oak Park and Park Hill and Excelsior Springs, just to mention a few of those bigger schools. And I think that we've got some contenders. You know, Libby, this is her second year of wrestling, and she's just kind of a natural at it. She picked things up pretty quick, and I think she could go down there and possibly get her way through the bracket and qualify for state, and that goes for all of our girls.
Did you feel like, Coach, obviously, you just mentioned it there, you kind of took the answer from right out of my next question, but getting all of the girls to Saturday, and maybe an outside chance for someone to get to state, but getting them through Friday into Saturday with a chance to advance, that would be a good goal for the girls to kind of try to achieve this weekend, would it not?
I think it'd be a huge goal for them to achieve. I think that is the goal going in, and you know, they're not out until you're out. And I think if we can get them through Friday night and get them back Saturday, I really think we've got a chance to get some girls to the state tournament for the first time, and that would be huge for our program, and it would just be great for the girls because they put in a lot of hard work. You know, they practiced just as much as the boys have, and they should be ready to go.
Absolutely, and the thing with it being somewhat of a new sport still, there's still kind of that, you know, trying to develop, okay, who's the favorite and who's the underdog. And those things are a little bit more fluid in this girls' tournament than the boys, because the boys is pretty much established who the top wrestlers are going to be. But you could have an opportunity for a lot of girls who maybe haven't wrestled a lot because of opens or things like that in the regular season, maybe to open up some eyes that the chance is going to be there for somebody to come out of maybe a lower seed and really do well this weekend.
I think so, yeah. You're exactly right. With the boys, the seeding is pretty much straightforward because we've seen everyone in our class, and track wrestling goes in and it evaluates the wins, head-to-head wins and things like that. Well, with the girls, we haven't necessarily seen the Fort Osages and the Excelsior Springs and some of those teams, mainly due to the fact that wrestling for girls right now is just one class lumped together.
Mm-hmm.
So seedings really don't mean as much on the girls' side. You're exactly right.
Boys' districts are next weekend, Coach. We'll talk about that next week. But where are the boys going for districts this year?
Boys are headed to Marceline.
That will be fun because they have the facilities there with two gyms to really do a good job in hosting that thing next Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. That other gym has really helped them, and it'll be a good tournament atmosphere. Marceline's a wrestling town, and I know the crowd will be, they'll be fired up. It'll be awesome.
That's head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Wrestling Bulldogs. Girls districts this weekend at Kearney High School. Senior night against Lafayette County and Cameron is Thursday night at 5:30. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.